Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sickness can strike at any time. A virus doesn't care if you have kids to take care of or a vacation coming up or, in Mark Opowski's case, are on a work trip. After a lifetime of dodging any type of serious health condition, he'd finally been taken down by what seemed like the flu. After a couple of days of canceling meetings and holing up in his hotel room, Opowski decided the least he could do was take his temperature.
My temperature had gone up to 105 and a half or something insane like that, much higher than I know we're supposed to have. And it was at that point that ambulance was called, and they took me to the hospital, to Mount Sinai West. And after not very long, but after a few minutes of sort of general, you know, quietness, all of a sudden sort of exploded into activity. I think some lab results had come back and they realized that I did not have the flu. I actually had a form of necrotizing fasciitis, much to my surprise, that was making its way through my body.
Necrotizing fasciitis is a rare bacterial infection that's quick to spread and can be deadly. The average length from the onset of symptoms to death is around 36 hours. And since Opowski had been symptomatic for nearly 2 days, the doctors thought he may only have a few hours left. Even so, they rushed to treat him. Not that Opowski would remember much since he was in a coma for most of the time.
What I do remember is a doctor very gravely handing me a phone and telling me that he had my wife, who was in Toronto, on the other end of the phone, and telling me that I needed to speak to her. And he sort of mouthed the words, "Say goodbye." And I remember thinking to myself, and I wasn't necessarily in my right mind at that point. I was getting a little loopy. I remember thinking to myself, oh, it's like that, is it? And he's sort of like, yeah, it's like that.
He underwent several surgeries over the next few days to amputate his left foot, two fingers, and part of his leg where the infection had spread. Though traumatic, Opowski says the flesh-eating infection wasn't the real problem. That honor was reserved for the septic shock he endured.
Your body falls into this state where it sort of downward spirals and your organs begin to shut down, starting with your kidneys and your liver. You can't breathe on your own after a while, and you have difficulty maintaining blood pressure. So your heart's under an enormous amount of strain, and eventually it starts to give away as well. So for the better part of several weeks, they were just trying to keep my heart beating and trying to keep, you know, your main functions like your brain and your heart alive.
This experience forced Opowski to take a step back from the tech company he'd co-founded. But eventually, he decided to use it as inspiration to focus his energy and expertise on medical technology.
I spent a lot of time as a patient in hospitals, both in the American hospital system, which saved my life, and in the Canadian hospital system, which sort of managed to reassemble me and get me on my feet again. And you really do think about how important things like self-advocacy and agency is in the process. I think about how important it was that my wife was there for a month by my bedside, keeping track of everything that was going on in this busy ICU, which saved my life at least once.
Opowski tracked his symptoms religiously, keeping his doctors updated even when they weren't asking for the information. Instead of being a naive patient, he made himself an active member of his care team.
And this really made me think about how much better equipped we might be able to make the average person with these sorts of things, and how much better the outcomes are from the system that we have, the medical system that we have. And so being in technology, I thought, well, I wonder if there's a way that we could realistically help with something that we could arm consumers with directly that would fit into their lives and not get in the way and not be just another thing to think about, but something that would be really genuinely helpful. You know, I always go back to that very first thing that I said, which was that I happened to have a home thermometer with me. And it was just that thing where, like, wow, I'm really sick. I should take some kind of an action here. I should measure something to help me make my next decision.
With that idea at the front of his mind, Opowski accepted the CEO position at Sparrow Bioacoustics, a medical device company. They recently received FDA clearance for their smartphone stethoscope software called Stethophone. It's an at-home device that users can download just like any other application. But unlike any other apps that are used for gaming or meditation, Stethophone allows users to monitor their heart.
Your doctor can't be there with you all the time. Not everything manifests when you're in front of them for the few hours a year that you might be. Most symptoms and concerns happen at home. And that is really where we should get the data that we need so that we can share it with our care teams and use it to get better care.
While traditional stethoscopes are handled by trained physicians, Stethophone simplifies the process so that users can get quality data without going to the hospital.
We're all familiar with the idea of a doctor listening to our chest, our heart, or our lungs. But they're listening for very specific things when they do that. Now, no test is a panacea, but as an early indicator, there's a reason why people have been using stethoscopes for hundreds of years. But they're not really practical tools for the average person to have. And a lot of symptoms, well, they come and go, and they're fairly nuanced. And so if you don't have some super convenient way to check yourself or record those symptoms when they happen, you might miss them.
Once the app is downloaded, you hold your phone up to your chest and press record.
It will lock in on your heart signals. It does a bunch of things with the audio to enhance it and make the specific features I was talking about that are relevant to doctors much more audible for them. And then it does some really neat things to create visual representations of the sound. So if you do have a medical issue or a sound that's unusual that the doctor should zero in on, they can not only hear it, but they can see it. The entire thing can be kept so that you can create multiple recordings over time. So you can create these sort of comparison views and you can share them securely with your doctor.
Instead of waiting for your next appointment, you can email the recordings to your physician whenever you have a concern. Though the label may sound high-tech, at-home medical devices are nothing new. They can be surprisingly simple, like reading glasses, thermometers, or the measuring cap that comes with bottles of cough medicine. Wheelchairs and hearing aids fall into this description as well. And though it doesn't take a medical degree to know how to work a heating pad, devices like Stethophone require specific FDA clearance to make sure users will be safe. Not only that, but companies need to make sure that the user's information will remain confidential, especially since it's on their phone.
We had to make sure that we had not only built it in a certain way, but that we had the policies and processes in place to make sure that this data is always protected and anonymized and is stored in ways so that it can't simply be accessed by third parties, or certainly without the direct permission of the users.
Stethophone is the first of its kind to get FDA clearance, and it almost certainly won't be the last. With constantly evolving technology and the rise of AI and telehealth, patients are able to have access to quality healthcare and monitoring tools without going to a hospital. The goal isn't just being able to make earlier diagnoses, but to prevent conditions from ever occurring in the first place. You can find more information about Mark Opowski and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal...
We need to recognize that health is a means, not an end. You don't live to be healthy. You're healthy so that you can live.
Did public health become too visible during the pandemic?
But first, why we need to diagnose endometriosis earlier in women.
Giving a person a diagnosis is all about validation and making them feel like their pain is something that's really important and we need to fix it. It's not just something in the head.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal.
I'm Greg Johnson, host of Radio Health Journal. If you enjoy listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
The sunlight gets weird. You can feel things changing. The birds are going crazy.
The rare cosmic event coming up soon that you don't want to miss. Then...
To think that Russian athletes are held to the same standard as other athletes is incredibly naive and frankly foolish.
Russia's long history of cheating at the Olympic Games. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Listen to Viewpoints Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.